If you're thinking about a movie for this Memorial Day weekend, writer Mark Jordan Ligon is here to help. He's been sifting through the reviews of this week's new movie releases. Here he is with our weekly roundup of the movies, Slate's Summary Judgment.
First up is a movie that may be critic-proof, especially if you have kids knocking around the house with nothing to do. It's Madagascar, the latest computer-animated feature from DreamWorks. It focuses on a lion, a zebra, a giraffe, and a hippo who escape from the Central Park Zoo and end up in the wilds of Madagascar. They discover that, frankly, most of them prefer the urban jungle to the real one. It features the voices of Ben Stiller and Chris Rock.
Who the heck are you?
I'm Alex. The Alex, and this is Gloria Marty Melman.
And just where are you giants from?
We're from New York, and we...
All hail the New York Giants! New York!
Most of the critics were lukewarm on Madagascar, but they're not looking at a long 3-day weekend with a bunch of 5-year-olds over on a playdate, are they? The Minneapolis Star Tribune calls it a good-natured kid flick. Variety shrugs, pleasant if mediocre family fare. But Newsday growls, the film oversells itself with superstar voices and set pieces bloated with noise and undernourished with wit. Oh well, at least the kids will learn a little geography. How many of them had heard of Madagascar before now? Next up also in wide release is the remake of the classic 1974 prison sports movie, The Longest Yard. This time Adam Sandler stars in the role that Burt Reynolds made famous, but wouldn't you know it, Reynolds is in this one too. He plays a former college coach serving time alongside Sandler's pro quarterback turned felon, and together they lead the prisoners in a game against the guards. The very busy Chris Rock also stars.
I heard you were dead.
No, I ain't dead. I've been right here, rotting, waiting for a chance to get back at those sadistic guards.
Critics were split on this one, but hey, teenage boys are going to want to get out of the house this long weekend too. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution cheers a genial crowd pleaser, and Newsday adds just as slick and rousing as the original. But the Dallas Morning News calls it painfully unnecessary, and the Chicago Tribune snaps, where the original was a serious film with funny moments, this movie isn't sure if it's a drama or comedy, too incompetently rendered to be both. And to continue the sports theme is the true sport of champions, bowling. That's right. Opening in New York and rolling out to other cities in coming weeks is the new documentary The League of Ordinary Gentlemen that focuses on professional bowling and its attempts to recapture its once widespread popularity.
They're trying to get people, younger people in it. They're trying to make it more exciting. You're the bad boy of bowling. What is the bad boy of bowling? What does that mean?
That means I don't play by the rules that they lay down.
The critics mostly cheer and want to go lace up their bowling shoes. Newsday raves it carries more warmth, intimacy, and grit, and still manages to be as witty and engrossing as any Hollywood comedy, and Variety shouts, immensely entertaining. Now, some of you might be scoffing at bowling being labeled a sport, but hey, you try and concentrate on your game when within reach is ice-cold beer and seasoned curly fries. That settles it. That's what I'm doing this holiday weekend, eating seasoned curly fries.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living and eating in Los Angeles.